Regular listeners to the Foreign Desk Explainer may recall that last time this item grappled with Brexit, it kicked off with a disclaimer acknowledging the folly of attempting to explain Brexit. Brexit had, back in the summer of 2018, degenerated into a strange, bleak and interminable comedy which baffled even the most informed observers. The kind of thing you'd usually expect to see at the Edinburgh Festival, playing to three confused tourists and one snoring drunk. Explaining it to oneself, never mind others, felt like nailing custard to the ceiling. It is, once again, necessary to begin with a similar qualification. But this week, and heaven help us, it's only Wednesday, has been so bizarre, even by the standards of this circus, that some attempt to put events into context is in order. At which point, it seems only honest to make the admission that this is the second take of this explainer, the first having been written and recorded before a critical mass of Conservative MPs decided that a leadership challenge would be helpful at this point for some reason. At time of recording, Theresa May remains Prime Minister. She might still be, as you hear this, but if she isn't, the address to complain to can be found at www.conservatives.com. We've done our best to keep up. Anyway, this was supposed to be the week in which things got sorted out, at least to the extent that they were ever sought out a bull. After 5 days of debate, the UK's Parliament was to vote on Tuesday, which now feels like it was sometime in the late 1980s, on whether or not to approve the exit agreement struck by Prime Minister Theresa May during the 500 years which have elapsed since the UK voted to leave the EU in 2016. The difficulty, as had only been spotted by literally anybody who'd been paying any attention at all, is that there was no chance of May's plan winning a majority on the grounds that everyone hates it. Brexit has ossified into something upon which nobody wants to compromise. May's deal is far too Remain-y for Brexiters and much too Brexity for Remainers. The Prime Minister therefore announced on Monday that there wouldn't be a vote after all. This probably wasn't a bad move on balance. Had May lost, especially by the thumping margin that seemed likely, none of the consequences looked palatable. It is a fact of law that as things stand, the UK will leave the EU in 15 weeks, give or take, and a fact of politics that nobody has yet figured out how this is going to work. There was, in the original iteration of this explainer, a brilliant joke right here about how any further turmoil, such as, for scarcely imaginable example, a Tory leadership contest, would be unlikely to help, in much the same way that matters aboard the RMS Titanic would not have improved if, in the moments after the thing with the iceberg, someone had started a fire or a food fight. But before trying to figure out where the very heck we now are, let us peer back through the thick, swirling mists of time to earlier this week, when Theresa May, having taken her Brexit deal off the table, returned once again to Europe, seeking still further concessions, which probably won't be offered and likely won't matter anyway. If there was a point to this escapade, she has guarded it very closely. The Prime Minister, whoever that may be at time of listening, does still have a couple of potential escape routes, both of which are looking less fantastical than they once did. A unilateral revoking of Article 50, which the European Court of Justice has confirmed as an option, or another referendum on EU membership, an idea acquiring momentum. But one other way forward suggests itself. The Prime Minister, again, note the cagey use of the title rather than the name, could return from her or his latest negotiation and triumphantly announce that she or he has secured for the UK an arrangement which has all the benefits of EU membership, but with a few key hard-won exceptions to the drawbacks. No obligation to join the Euro or the Schengen area, a hefty discount on contributions, and the ability to control the country's own borders. And then just hope that Leave voters don't notice that this is what the UK already has. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.